Take responsibility for your thoughts. According to Louise Hay's method for self-healing, the first step is realizing that you are accountable for everything in your life. This doesn't mean you caused every specific event, like your car getting a flat tire, but you are responsible for how you react to it. If you often feel sorry for yourself and think, "This always happens to me," you might start seeing everything in life as full of problems and bad luck. This happens because each of your thoughts, the things you are thinking right now, shapes your reality. Feeling like you have all the power might seem like a big responsibility, but don't worry, because the universe has your back. Whether you call it the universe, a higher power, or God, it's there to help you achieve whatever you want. It doesn't judge you. Instead, it gives you whatever you ask for. The real issue, though, is that while the universe doesn't judge you, you constantly judge yourself. And these self-judgments can create a negative self-image. Thoughts like "I'm not smart enough" or "I'm too lazy" come from ideas you picked up when you were young, from adults who made careless comments. These ideas got stuck in your mind and still affect you today. Because you tend to think what you believe about yourself, these thoughts continue to shape your life. Recovery starts with a change in how you see the past. Healing begins with changing your attitude towards the past. According to Hay's approach, the process of healing starts by altering how you view your past. One effective way to do this is through forgiveness, forgiving all those who have hurt you, including adults who made thoughtless remarks. It's important not to overlook your parents either, even if they are not the best. Holding on to anger only weighs you down. Forgiveness, on the other hand, helps you release that heavy burden of anger, allowing you to focus on your own happiness. Start with identifying and overcoming limiting beliefs. If you're dealing with problems like back pain, headaches, lack of inspiration, financial struggles, or loneliness, the first step to solving them is to focus on the main issue at the root, not loving yourself enough. While self-love may seem difficult, it starts by clearing out limiting beliefs, the shoulds you believe about yourself and what you're supposed to do or be. Identifying and letting go of these beliefs is the key to starting your journey toward a better life. You might think you need to be tougher, work harder, or stop complaining. But when you tell yourself this, you're saying you're wrong for not doing it. And who says you should be doing these things in the first place? Instead of thinking about what you should do, ask yourself, "What could I be doing?" The word "could" is important because it opens up choices. So, why haven't you done everything you could? The answer usually has to do with how you treat yourself. For example, do you 1. Criticize yourself? 2. Hurt your body with things like drugs or alcohol? 3. Do not believe in your abilities? 4. Stay in unhealthy relationships or avoid them completely? 5. Keep putting things off? These actions hurt you and make you feel unimportant, holding you back from being your best. Clear your mind, releasing limiting beliefs. Telling yourself you don't deserve better can be a harmful mindset. It's important to reflect on your actions, not to dwell on regrets, but to clean up your mental space. Just like tidying a room, you can review your memories, holding on to the positive, rethinking the negative, and letting go of what no longer serves you. This helps you identify limiting beliefs. After clearing your past, focus on the present, since it's the only time you truly have. Instead of reliving the past, use the moment to take control of your thoughts and shape your mindset. Negativity shapes your reality. Do you ever wake up and see storm clouds outside and think, "Oh no, what a terrible day"? If so, let's pause and reconsider that judgment. What makes the day so bad? Is it just because it's wet and gray? The truth is, the only thing that stops you from having a good day is the negative attitude you carry. The good news is that your thoughts can be changed. Let's look at some negative thoughts you might have. Maybe you feel unloved because you're not in a relationship. Or perhaps you believe your health problems are just genetic. You might even think you're stuck in depression because that's how it's always been. But these are just patterns of thinking, and you have the power to change them. Willingness to change. To change your life, you must be open to change. Instead of feeling hopeless or getting angry at others, understand that changing your own thoughts and actions is the key. Some people resist this idea, but holding on to old beliefs only holds you back. One way to start is by saying to yourself, "I am ready to change." Cut your throat as you say this because it's an important energy point. Look into a mirror and say it again, "I am ready to change." Notice how you feel, maybe hesitant, uncomfortable, excited, or afraid. Whatever it is, just acknowledge it without judging yourself. Mirror work is powerful for emotional healing because it reflects the negative thoughts you may have about yourself, like feeling bad about your body or ashamed when you look at yourself. Saying something positive to yourself every time you pass a mirror is a brave act that can make a difference. Even though you're willing to change, you might still resist it sometimes. Recognize these moments as chances for growth. Negative thoughts and their impact on health. Your thoughts can affect your body more than you might realize. If you constantly think negatively about yourself, it can show physically. Just look at someone who always seems angry, do you think they're having happy thoughts? According to this perspective, your physical health can reflect your negative beliefs. For instance, baldness is linked to stress and fear because hair symbolizes strength. Earaches and deafness might stem from anger towards what you hear. Similarly, blindness can result from avoiding something you don't want to see. Even headaches can be caused by a lack of self-acceptance, particularly common among perfectionists who often suffer from migraines. Ultimately, the author argues that most health issues traced back to underlying feelings of fear and anger. These emotions can manifest in various ways: impatience, resentment, jealousy, anxiety, self-doubt, or feeling unworthy, and can harm the body over time. Physical ailments and exploring their meaning. Consider this advice next time you face a health issue like constipation, varicose veins, arthritis, or a sore throat. Ask yourself, what might this body part symbolize, and how could fear or anger be affecting it? For instance, if your legs, crucial for movement, develop varicose veins, it could indicate dissatisfaction with your current situation. Where would you rather be instead? If this seems a bit unconventional, the author urges you to stay positive and keep an open mind. The universe supports your well-being and happiness, just as you should wish for yourself. Resistance and personal growth. When you feel uncomfortable, how do you react? Do you leave the room, change the subject, avoid eye contact, or distract yourself with tasks like cleaning or scrolling on your phone? These behaviors are forms of resistance. But what exactly are we resisting? The answer lies in our long-held patterns and beliefs, which often go unnoticed because they've been with us for so long. Recognizing these patterns is crucial for overcoming them. For example, think back to how you felt about the mirror exercise earlier. If it seems silly or pointless, that resistance might indicate discomfort with self-reflection or a lack of self-acceptance. Resistance, therefore, serves a purpose. It uncovers these hidden aspects of ourselves that we may not want to confront. By acknowledging and understanding our resistance, we can start to address the underlying beliefs and patterns holding us back. Forms of resistance to change. When someone presents a new idea, it's common to think, how does this apply to me? Or that's not for someone like me. These thoughts are assumptions that hold us back. Another form of resistance is blaming others, like saying, my partner wouldn't approve, or shifting responsibility, saying, it's all his fault. Limiting beliefs about ourselves also hinder change, such as thinking, I'm too old. I'm not strong enough, or I'm not smart enough. Procrastination is another way we resist change, saying, I don't have time for this now, I'll do it later. Impatience also plays a role, where if something can't be done immediately, we dismiss it altogether. Denial and fear are perhaps the strongest forms of resistance, with thoughts like, what if I fail? Or what if I get hurt or rejected? All these forms of resistance have one thing in common: they stop us from understanding and adopting our true selves. Identify your needs through repeated problems. Your problems show you where you struggle, like toxic relationships or procrastination. These habits reveal deeper needs within you. Each harmful need connects to a belief that holds you back. To start healing, the writer suggests letting go of self-criticism. Instead, use positive affirmations. Identify something causing you pain and tell yourself, I am ready to release the desire for. Believe you deserve happiness and accept it graciously. Release the past and accepting change. To change, you must let go of the past and focus on the future. As you start healing and shedding toxic behaviors, you might feel uneasy. Imagine your inner child as unruly, allowed to stay up late whenever it wants. Now, by trying to establish a strict bedtime, you're facing resistance. Initially, the child may protest, but if you persist, a new routine will take hold. Eventually, you'll realize you're in control for perhaps the first time ever. During this process, pay attention to discomfort. As you make changes, you might notice tension in your relationships, whether personal or professional. Giving up a bad habit or negative thinking allows you to see your life more clearly, and discomfort shows what's no longer working for you. Improve your thoughts for a better life. You have more control over your thoughts than you might realize. How you experience life depends on what you choose to think. Instead of stubbornly holding on to anger when things are tough, try saying to yourself something like, "I'm getting better at handling change." It might seem simple, but by saying these positive statements out loud, you're connecting with the inner strength that's within you. As you become more willing to let go of things that hurt you, you'll find it easier to move on from the past. Remember, the only thing you can control is what you're thinking right now. So, why waste your thoughts on holding on to old pains and resentments? Imagine yourself as the child you once were. Look into your own eyes and see the longing for love there. Give this child version of yourself a hug, showing warmth and kindness. Tell yourself I love you and acknowledge your own beauty. Positive thinking leads to self-love. Ever thought to yourself, I wish I had more money or I want to be thinner, less lonely, and happier? While these thoughts might seem like they're steering you in the right direction, they're actually negative, according to the author. When you constantly think negatively, you end up attracting negativity into your life because your thoughts can shape your reality. So, learning to replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations is key to loving yourself better. To improve your outlook, start by changing negative statements to positive affirmations. For instance, say I am successful. I am healthy, and I have loving people in my life. By focusing on these positive aspects, you direct your attention in the right direction. It's crucial to phrase these affirmations in the present tense. Saying things like I want to be healthy or I will be successful may delay your progress because your subconscious keeps pushing these goals into the future. As you adopt these positive affirmations, you begin the journey toward self-acceptance. Start by regularly affirming to yourself, I approve of myself. As you start feeling better, pay attention to what thoughts, activities, and people bring you happiness and joy. Becoming more aware of the abundance in your life makes it easier to gravitate toward those things that bring you the most joy. Self-love. Growing a vegetable garden teaches patience. When the first shoots emerge, it brings joy. Learning to love yourself is similar. Love is the starting point, affirmations act like water, and positive thoughts are sunshine. Though it may seem tough, don't view it as hard labor. Adopt this new skill of self-love with enthusiasm. There are various ways to support yourself in this journey. Make daily lists of things you're grateful for to remind yourself of life's abundance. Practice meditation and exercise to strengthen both your mind and body. Instead of checking the news before bed, reflect on your day and sleep peacefully. Key points. 1. Take responsibility for your thoughts, they shape your reality. 2. Adopt self-healing by changing negative beliefs and forgiving past hurts. 3. Recognize resistance as a barrier to personal growth and positive change. 4. Shift from negative to positive thinking to attract happiness and success. 5. Understand how thoughts impact physical health and well-being. 6. Begin with self-love through affirmations and gratitude. 7. Release the past, accept change, and focus on the present for a better future.